The International Atomic Energy Agency says it is sending a small team of inspectors to Iraq to check to see whether any nuclear material is missing after media reports of looting. The IAEA says it has concluded delicate negotiations with the United States and is preparing to send a small team to Iraq this week. About six of its scientists are expected to arrive in Kuwait by Friday. According to the IAEA, their limited job will be to safeguard and verify nuclear material at the large Chuwaitha nuclear site about 50 kilometers southeast of the capital, Baghdad. Last week, IAEA Chief Mohammed El-Baradei expressed concern that if nuclear material is indeed missing from the site, it could result in a radiological emergency. Experts say there is a possibility that such stolen radioactive material could be used by terrorists to manufacture so-called dirty bombs. Mark Vosdecky, a spokesman for the IAEA, says the agency has monitored the site over the last 12 years. It has a full inventory and can recommend remedial action if necessary.
We certainly are the ones who have an international mandate to do these sorts of things. And in the absence of anyone else taking action, we've got this kind of expertise ready to go, and our specialists can be deployed immediately.
The visit does not amount to the resumption of inspections and concentrates on the Chuwaitha site and does not mean a full-scale resumption of weapons inspections in Iraq. IAEA inspectors returned to Iraq last November, 4 years after they left amid accusations that Saddam Hussein's regime was refusing to cooperate in a search for weapons of mass destruction. The inspectors left again just before the war began in March. A United Nations source says the United States recognizes that the IAEA has a mandate for the whole of Iraq, but that safety arrangements for the inspectors is a priority. Melanie Sully for VOA News, Vienna.